So we're up to the bracha of Es Tzemach David Avdecha Meiras Hatzmiach, which is all about Mashiach. Okay, and it's about bringing back Malchus Beis David. But interestingly enough, we pointed out last week that this is not the only bracha about Malchus Beis David. Because at the end of the Yerushalayim Yircha, we also mentioned as Tzemach David, we say Bechisei David Mehera Nesaycha Tochen, bring back David. So why are we mentioning it again? So we said because the idea of David HaMelech in the last bracha was the idea of David HaMelech. And that bracha was that David HaMelech should bring out the tachlis of each individual. David HaMelech should bring out the tachlis of Yerushalayim. There is no tachlis to Yerushalayim other than that, right? So that's the idea. But there's an independent idea that Mashiach ben David is going to come. Mashiach ben David is going to is Mashiach ben David is Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben David is the ultimate. Mashiach ben Yosef is the preparation for Mashiach ben David, and Mashiach ben David is the final Mashiach. So that's really what we're asking for. Es Tzemach David Avdecha Meiras Hatzmiach. Now we refer to David as David Avdecha. And we're going to get to that. But David Avdecha, we refer to specifically David, your Eved, because he says over here because again, do not confuse the fact that we're asking for Mashiach to get rid of our tzaris. People tend to have this misconception that the tachlis of Mashiach is to deliver us from our tzaris, and that's incorrect. The idea, you know, there was a story they used to say over that a lady was attacked from, you know, she was living in a place and there was always these, the Cossacks would come and they would come and rampage the city and go. They're going, you know, tearing apart the city all the time. And finally she went to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, and it's Hashem, Mashiach will come one day. And and she says, oh, what's Mashiach going to be? Mashiach is going to take us to Eretz Yisrael. And why is it going to be better in Eretz Yisrael? Cossacks aren't going to be there. She's like, but I have chickens here, and my chickens give me eggs. So how am I going to get eggs there? He says, you worry about your eggs? He says, I don't know. He tells the Rebbe, Rebbe, I have a better idea. Maybe Mashiach should come and take the Cossacks to Eretz Yisrael, and then I could stay right here. Right? So the idea of Mashiach is not just to get rid of our tzaris. That's not the goal. The goal of Mashiach is that it's an opportunity for us to perfect our Avodas Hashem, to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a way that you cannot get close to him in this world because there's all these mechitzas. But once Mashiach will come, everything will become more clear, everything will become more obvious. And Bamela, once that's true, then the Avodas Hashem will be able to be much more powerful. So we're saying Es Tzemach David Avdecha. At the end of the day, David Mashiach is not a powerful warrior. It's your Eved Hashem. The point of it is to bring out our Avodas Hashem through him. That's the ultimate goal. Now, the word Tzemach is a Gevaldika word. It's the sprout of David. You should sprout, which is referring to two points about Mashiach. Number one, it's a process. It does not happen overnight. Everything in Mashiach is a process. And as a matter of fact, every day that goes by, every sorrow that happens, every daf gemara that we learn, everything that we do is a process of getting us closer to Mashiach. That's why you always say, Boine Yerushalayim, in the present tense. Hashem is in the constant process of building Yerushalayim, in the constant process of bringing out the Geula. It's a process. The Geula is a process, and that's the ultimate goal. So that's one thing, that the Tzmicha is, it's how the Mashiach will be Matzmiach, will grow out of the, right? Smicha means process. You don't see it right away. You don't see where A turns into Z and what happens over it, right? But slowly there's growth, and all of a sudden it comes out of there. So that's the smicha of David Avdecha. Es tzemach David Avdecha is the first thing. The second thing is that the other issue, there's a Gavaldika Medrash. Amar Abiyudan, if you she'ena ge'ula she'uma zuba b'vasachas, ela kima. It's slow. It's a slow process. Okay, and that's the, where do we know that from? From the pasuk of Magdil Yeshua Ismalkoi. We say in benching, Magdil. He grows the Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu Magdil Matzmiach Esa Yeshua. Avaloi b'vasachas ela b'shlavim. It steps. Umahu Magdil. How does he make it come out? She miskadeles v'hileches l'fnei Yisrael. Through Klai Yisrael's process, Klai Yisrael and Hashem grow together. L'fishen achshav shruyin b'tzarais gedolos v'im tovay ha'geula b'vasachas einan yecholim lizbo Yeshua gedola shibo mitoch tzarais gedolos. It's like you have to wean people out of their golos mentality. And if people are going to have a sudden geula, they're not gonna know what to do with themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like someone one time said, a mashal. He said, you're gonna go to a guy's a business trip in China, in Australia, and there's a whole different time zone, right? You can't even figure out what day of the week it is, let alone what time it is. And this is the deal of the life of the century for him. This is gonna make it or break the rest of his life. So 2 weeks before, and the last thing he needs is he's jet lagged in the middle of his meeting. So 2 weeks before, he's going to sleep at 2 in the afternoon and waking up at midnight, staying up the whole night and going because he wants to train himself so that when he gets there, so everyone looking at him like he's an idiot. What are you going to sleep between? What's your issue? I can't just assume that it's going to be good for me there because I'm a smart guy. I gotta train myself. So he says the Mashiach is the same thing. You think Mashiach is going to come? I'm a good guy. If you don't live now a little bit Mashiachdik, then how are you going to live Mashiachdik when Mashiach comes? You gotta live now a little bit in that time zone. You gotta put yourself in the time zone of Mashiach. That, you know, put the ikra as the ikra and the tafel. You're so you, right? Like the stipler going gave a Moyer Dirk Musar one time. He said, if you would be able to live, shouldn't be to anybody. There are people that they cannot eat. They only live on IV. Right? But what happens if, you know what? A person could take a pill and you'll get all your nutrition from the day. You schmuck. One pill, pop it, you don't have to eat. Maisa, we like eating. Nothing to do with nutrition. Nothing to do with surviving, right? You want to eat because you want to eat, right? So you're gonna be like, you're gonna get to Olam Haba. You're gonna sit down for your first shir. And they're like, is there sushi? I thought there's sushi with the shir. What's going on? Oh, no sushi. Okay, fine. Shir's over. Okay, lunch? No lunch. You're going to your second shir. Now there's another shir. Okay, basketball, if you never trained yourself that the main thing is for learning and Torah and Ruchnias, then, you know, and the rest is to help us be better people. But ultimately, our main, what we want is the Ruchnias. So if we're not trained in that, going to come a Shiach, it's not going to be that, you know, ay for us, right? So that's part of the reason why it's got to be a slow process. It's got to be kima. It's got to be slow. If it's not so slowly, but it's our job to pick up on that and start working on ourselves. We got to work on ourselves that we're ready for it when it comes. Yeah?
Huh? So my job is to
work on ourselves that we have an appreciation for spiritual things. We have a certain appreciation for spiritual things. We appreciate, we enjoy certain levels of ruchnias. It's not ruchnias in general. Chesed, Shabbos, brachas, David, spiritual, something connected a little bit more than, you know, the steak. If a person, you know, by the goyim, you work all year, to get a geschmack of vacation. What's your tachlis? Why do you have so much money? I need a good car and a good vacation. That's what everyone says, right? So
on the phone.
What?
On the phone, not.
Yeah, I know. You know, soon the iPhone is going to be older than you. iPhone 12, iPhone 14, 18, 19. So I remember Moshe Weinberger came in one day. You know, he's a survivor from Hungary, from after the war. So he comes in one day, and he says, Rabbeisai, I have a Gewaldika announcement, a Gewaldika simcha. You ready? iPhone 6 just came out. An Irish guy, this is what they're announcing in the world. You know, like this is what makes a person, this is the Gewaldika announcement, simcha. Okay, you ready? Secret. I'm going to uncover, okay, reveal. iPhone, knock an iPhone, come down, you know, like, well, so the point is that when we have to develop a certain cheshek, a certain tshuka for ruchnius, a taste bud for ruchnius. We have to live that way for ruchnius. If we don't live that way, then when it comes, right, that's what we have to appreciate. We have to appreciate the ruchnius. So I was saying is that the goyim, they work and work and work to have a good vacation. By us, it's the opposite. You have a good vacation, so you could. Why do I enjoy being a zmanim? I have to have a good vacation so I could learn. I could work better the rest of the year. The vacation is to help you work better. Not the work is to help you have vacation. It's so backwards. Well, yeah. What am I busy? What am I going to 8, 10 years of schooling and working like a mishugana for years? And then, why? So I can have a good vacation. So then just have vacation. Oh, but the only problem is I can't afford it. But basically, I'm living for vacation. All right, but I just can't afford it, so I have to go through 10 years of medical school and then work like a dog my whole life. But I have 3 week vacation in on a cruise to Alaska. Okay, so get a Yerusha, take your cruise to Alaska, and fire. There's no point. Right, so that's what you're living for. You're not going to get that in Mashiach. Mashiach ain't no cruise to Alaska, right?
But
100%. But if it's vaker, really my tachlis, what I really want out of this whole thing is ruchnius. But I take vacation because I need vacation in order to learn better. I need vacation in order to appreciate it a little better. Ultimately, then you're a Mashiach yid. Then you're living now Mashiach there, and that's the point of a semach David avdecha. Okay, now, so, Meiras Atzmiach, the Karnoi Torum Bishua Secha. The Karnoi Torum Bishua Secha means his Karen, the Karen means the what?
Glory.
The glory of David. You should raise up through the Yeshua process, and it's Yeshua Secha. Everyone should know it's your Yeshua. You're the one that's providing the Yeshua. No one will make a mistake that the Yeshua is coming from something else.
They don't know his life, so he, I don't know. Okay, I think he's even missing others. Say, we don't say, yeah, we want Mashiach. Then he should say, Mashiach. Do they really want Mashiach? We have it so good in America, the people, quote unquote, the people really want it. Mashiach.
Sorry. You know, right. That's that story with the Cossacks, right? Like, do you really want it? Don't you want it? So that's what we're saying. But Karno Torum Bishua Secha. Why?
Karno means horn.
Karno is, yeah, but the horn doesn't mean the horn. It means the glory.
Right. Okay. So why the Lushan Dr. that Lushan?
What?
Why is that Dr. that Lushan?
Let me see what he says here. Keren Misamel is a choizek shel hashor. The Keren is that which symbolizes the strength of something. When something attacks, it attacks with its Keren. So, in other words, it should be the Keren of David. It should be the Keren of David, which is his strength, should shine out. It shouldn't come from a weakness, okay? That's why the kings, Shaul, they filled up a Keren they filled up a horn, a keren, with oil. And from there, they took the oil and because the same thing, it should come from a point of strength.
I think at Hanukkah, the shot that the Greeks used to make on the horns, the Jews had to write against stuff against the Hashem. You understand? The Greeks, they wrote on the keren.
Yeah. Exactly. Take your strength and say that it's not coming from Hashem. Yeah, exactly. Saying that they said right on the horn, the Greek said right on the horn that it's not from Hashem. The horn is where you see the strength of it. That's the point. Okay? Now, so the when we say a Yeshua, when we talk about a Yeshua, we say in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Melech Oizer, he helps Uma Yeshia Umageh. So Oizer is he helps me. I did Hishtadlus and I see that he helped my Hishtadlus be successful. That's Oizer. Moshia is when I know there was no Hishtadlus. Hashem did it himself. And that's always these two things. Oizer and Moshia is always the two levels. So here it's a Yeshua. The Yeshua ultimately is going to be clear that it's not from our Hishtadlus. The Yeshua is going to be so carnoy. It's going to be coming from the strength of Hashem. But there's no way for us to have said that it came from our strength of our Hishtadlus. It's going to come straight as a miracle from a Kodesh Baruch.
But we still have to do something.
Of course. But the actual Yeshua, Yeshua is going to come. Yeah. Now, Kili Shuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, because we wait for it all day. And the waiting for Mashiach, by the way, the waiting for Mashiach is part of the mitzvah. See, normally we say, what's the Ani Mamin? Ani Mamin Bemuna Shleima. I wait for him. Why is that part of it? You have to wait for him. It's like, for example, I believe in Tchias Mason. I have to wait for Tchias Mason. I believe it. Why are you putting it? I believe it and I'm waiting for it. Because it's part of it. If you believe in Mashiach, then you got to know that you have to be showing in your life, the way we said before, that you're waiting for it. If you're living your life in the slopes in Vermont, so how are you waiting for Mashiach? Believing in Mashiach is real. It's got to be that you show. How are you waiting? Oh, kivinu kol hayom. We're waiting in a way that I'm waiting. That's what my belief. My belief is not just a belief. It's a belief that I'm waiting. So that's an important point. Okay, that you gotta, and that's part of the that's what we're saying. Kili shuascha kivinu. We are hoping all the time kol hayom that it's gonna come. Okay.
I feel inside me, or I need to do something.
No, it has to be inside.
Inside.
Yeah. Obviously, big tzaddikim, you know, it came out in different ways, but basically, it's inside.
One of the questions after 120, you're the Yeshua.
Right. By the way, he says here, Kol Hayoim, Kili Shosha Kivinu, Kol Hayoim means we wait for Mashiach, Kol Hayoim, the entire day. Means if it didn't come in the morning, I still hope that it's going to come at night. If it's not going to come at night, I still hope it's going to come in the afternoon. If it didn't come in the afternoon, it'll come at night. Kol Hayoim, the entire day, not Kol Hayoim, every day. All the day, every part of every day, I'm waiting for Mashiach. That's a Geshmak Epshat. Okay? And then he says, yeah, it's the peace of Yeshua, yeah. Okay? Okay, then when we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Matzmiach, Karen Yeshua, that the Yeshua, he will be Matzmiach, and he will bring out the sprout, will sprout forth, will open, will end up in that way, and that's what we daven for in this bracha. So it's all about creating our own attitude and our idea in Mashiach. Okay, powerful bracha.